Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Had this one for you in Who Sucks last few weeks back. School headmaster in South Africa hit with a child abuse charge Wednesday after allegedly sending an 11-year-old into a feces-filled pit latrine to look for a cell phone that was dropped earlier this month. The BBC reports that the school, he was told that he would be paid about $13 if he retrieved the phone from the pit toilet, and that the headmaster allegedly used a rope to lower the child after other students reportedly used buckets to reduce the level of the waste.
Oh, he got the whole class involved.
Still, the boy was reportedly in feces up to his knees and searched fruitlessly for the phone for as long as an hour.
Jeez.
The phone reportedly belonged to the teacher, who dropped it into the pit latrine while using it. The boy was said to have been paid only $3 then by the child.
Well, he didn't find it.
And the child's grandmother says he was teased mercilessly after the incident, and he has still not gone back to school. Our question, how is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
We got a couple of comments here. We're talking about clogged toilets. Someone says, speaking of clogged toilets, my buddy's first date, he clogged the girl's toilet and puked on her carpet. He later married that girl. As far as contractors being in your house, and in spite of you having multiple bathrooms, you're like, yeah, we got your porta potty. Someone here says, my husband is a contractor. He's blown up many customers' bathrooms. Someone else says, I work as a plumber doing remodels and new constructions. You do not want to use a contractor's porta potty. It's bad. And then finally, this one, I was working night shift at a gas station in Tacoma. I found a dude overdosed on heroin in the bathroom.
Ooh.
And had to have him removed after he was determined to be dead.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Well, look, man, I will say this. You know, when you do a, when you do physical labor, you know what I mean? When you have a physical job, like Ted was, we went up and got some dicks for us yesterday for Seattle Rock Day. I mean, potatoes, like, I can't believe these guys are ordering like 20, 30 burgers, right?
Yeah.
And the idea is, you know what it is. It's a construction crew. Right. And sometimes I walk down even to Subway down here, whatever, and there'll be five, six guys, and they're all getting, like, you know, huge footlongs, double meats.
They eat more than we do, right, for sure.
Yeah, because they have their physical job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So. But it's reflected in the porta potty.
How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Ken. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
First time caller,
long time
listener.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Welcome
we appreciate that, man. Positive Friday.
Positive Friday.
Yeah, good time to call when you're blowing up a bathroom.
This turns into a positive story at the end.
Okay.
Along the one that you guys had just talked about, me and my now wife, we had just gotten together, and she's renting, like, you know, those really, really old trailer houses, like the little single-wide ones.
Yeah.
With the wood paneling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the walls are paper thin, and we had went out drinking, having a great time. She's got her bed kind of tucked into the corner there, unbeknownst to me, right next to the bathroom. Well, in the middle of the night, her stomach gets upset, and she's a sweetheart, so she slips out as quiet as she can, but it wakes me, and she goes into the bathroom that's probably, I don't know, toilet's 3 feet away as the crow flies from my head. And she turns on the faucet, she turns on the shower, she turns on the fan, and she commences to letting this thing have it as if it's one of those contractor porta potties, man. Like, She exercised demons that I had never heard that close from another person in my whole life.
So did the shower or the faucet even cover the sound and fury erupting from her butt?
Not even a little bit. And what it ended up doing was turning into a steam wall of smell that came out of that place. And it made it even worse.
And is that the moment you knew that she was the one for you?
No, it took a little while longer.
I was going to say, did that give you any trepidation as far as the relationship was concerned?
No, because it was still in that beginning part where you're kind of scared to maybe squeak a fart out. Well, after that, I was no longer scared.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, man.
Now, was she a tiny little girl?
She was not a thin person. I'm going to go with a softball player build, kind of my style.
All right. Fair enough. I just know that sometimes, like, when you least expect it on someone's size and what they're able to do, you'd be amazed.
I'm learning this with my daughter. Size means nothing. Means nothing, dude.
Yeah.
Softball.
Hey, Ken, by the way, a divorce and, what is it? A divorce and, a divorce and a tornado have in common in West Virginia.
No, what's that?
Somebody's losing the trailer.
That's West Virginia, too.
That's the only trailer joke I got.
She doesn't realize. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Now, when she walks out of the bathroom, do you pretend like you're asleep? Do you just look at her and say, damn? Or how does that go? Because that had to be awkward.
That's the best part in this whole story. So she doesn't realize that she woke me up when she left, and I heard and smelled all of this. So she sneakily comes back into bed and tries not to wake me, and as she lays down, I go, are you feeling all right? She goes, did you hear that? And I say, I heard every single drop.
What was dinner,
all
Ken?
All of it.
What was dinner that night?
We were at a bar, so I'm sure it wasn't anything pleasant.
All right, okay.
Tater tots and White Claw, buddy.
I can't remember what was for dinner, but I remember what was dessert, and it wasn't good, I guess.
All right. Well, it sounds like fried food to me.
You know, it's weird, man, because I feel like when I was younger, and you go to a public bathroom in particular, man, and I don't know, like all through your teen years, through my 20s, like, you sit down, and if someone else came in, it just wrecked your world because you didn't want anyone to hear you.
Yeah.
So you would sit there for like 10 minutes trying to do everything you could, not to poop, not because you didn't have to go, you just want people to hear it, all the squeaks and bubbles and the strange sounds, right? And then it would suck when the other person is in the same mindset. So now there's like two dudes sitting in stalls and neither one of you are actually pooping because you just don't, or you do the little flush and you hear them pull, or they try to cough and cover the sound. Now, I don't care.
No,
I do.
No.
When I march in there, I'm like, I'm letting it fly. I don't know, maybe I hit about 40 years old, but I'm like, you know what, man? When I got to go, I got to go. I'm sorry it sounds like this, but you know what? Your ass sounds the same.
Do you guys think that just in the world...
And you try to do those little sneak farts, right? Because you want to test it. You want to relieve pressure. And I don't know what it is about public bathrooms, but instead of... it's always the whistlers, right? And then you cut it like mid-tune. Like you just make the entire situation worse. Like, just let it fly.
Speaking of that, of whether it's worth the risk and the gamble, believe it or not, a doctor's... at Barton of Griffiths University, they released a new study, basically where they had to answer that question. How does your body know whether you're going to go number two or you're going to release a fart? Now, even in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, you know what I mean? You can most of the time fart successfully without even having to worry about it.
But see, I'm not worried whether my body knows. I need my brain to know.
Yeah. And it goes back to, believe it or not, when we were just an embryo. There's a long tube known as the gut tube. Now, this will eventually become the digestive tract.
Ah, okay.
And this tube can be broken into
anything on gut tube lately.
The foregut, the mid-gut, and the hindgut. Those are the three parts.
Hindgut. Nice hindgut, mama.
Yeah. Around 7 weeks, our hindgut and urinary system separate, which is what makes it so we don't pee out of our backside.
Okay.
So they split.
Although,
right?
I've done that.
So, right around something called the line that runs up there.
You mean down?
Yeah, where they determine if you're going to be a female or a male.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's where the magic happens. When wind enters the anal canal or the hindgut, it will stretch the walls of the intestine, and that activates pressure receptors. So, for an example, you don't really have nerves up until about 2 inches to the final ending spot.
All right.
Those 2 inches, because you can feel like you could with your touch with a finger. All right, Leo, bless you.
Bless
the inside of your anus acts like that, too.
Okay.
You can feel it. Past that, you can't really feel a whole lot. So those 2 inches determine whether your body knows what's going to happen.
Then why do we still, like, you know, like, don't ever trust a fart?
I think because the older you get, the more that loosens up a little bit, and the more those receptors maybe don't work as well as they used to.
All right.
Like in my case with hemorrhoids, whatever the hell it was. But okay, but back to the food part about this, right?
Okay.
Okay, so people always, it's kind of like when you go to a bar and you have that last shot before the end of the night.
Right, you got to blame it.
And you blame it on the shot.
Like, I'll never drink Jägermeister again.
It's not the 15 beers before that.
It's not the last shot.
Right, right.
And I think food gets a bad reputation for what we associate with just bubble gut. Or, like, for an example, you get Taco Bell. Like, I've eaten so much Taco Bell in my life.
Right.
Taco Bell's never done anything bad to my stomach. Honest to God. Did you go out for Mexican food? You know, I felt the next day. No, actually, I don't. I feel fine. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't affect me. Now,
but Taco Bell does not serve beans. The thing with Mexican food, yeah, they typically set it is because of the level of beans. So it's not the ground beef, it's not tomatoes and all the rest of it. But you gobble down all those beans, right? Because they're not designed to do that, so a lot of times people say Mexican food. It's like, it's not Mexican food, it's beans. See, there's just beans prevalent in Mexican food.
And also, in defense of Taco Bell, Miles is one of the only people I know that, like, eats it during the day sober.
Right.
Like, most people I know, they bitch about it. But it's like, yeah, but you ate tacos and a couple of burritos at midnight.
My thing is
has nothing to do with Taco Bell.
My thing is shellfish. If I get into a bunch of shellfish, if I eat a bunch of crab, a bunch of shrimp, clams, oysters, any of that stuff, the next day I'm just like, whoa! And the worst is a kale salad. So, like, none of this stuff really affiliates with blowing up a bathroom, but I'm telling you what, like,
the hell with kale.
Kale is just one of those. Kale gives you, like, minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to find a bathroom. And that never gets a bad rap. It's always like, kale is healthy.
Because it's healthy. But you also have the butt sweats, man.
I think people are blaming the wrong food sometimes.
You're damn right
they
are.
For the reason that they're, you know, like you would say, like, oh, God, man, I ate this for dinner and blah, 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 and I had the worst. And the bottom line is you had four bowls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch before you went to bed.
Right.
And you drank, like, you know, like the equivalent of 8 cups of milk. And, like, it wasn't what you had for dinner.
Right.
I mean, it was something completely different. But it never, I don't think the food gets blamed correctly is what I'm saying.
No, look, if you're around vegetarians or people that eat lots of salad, like, notoriously, Mike, you'll probably agree.
Oh, vegetarians.
When they poop.
Right.
It's different. It's like being at the zoo. Like, there's a typical, like, you know if it's dog poop versus human poop, right? Mm-hmm. On whiff alone. And there's a general scent that kind of connects it all. But, like, vegetarians, right? People that eat real healthy, it's like, oh, my God. If that's what it's supposed to smell like, I'm going to stick with my crab diet.
That's what I'm saying.
Apparently, I got a bit of a mask on this.
The wrong things get blamed. No, like, everybody, he has this like a trucker. But no, like a vegetarian.
Right.
He has this like a vegetarian. It's horrible.
But they you know what? And think about this. Now, the last couple of times I've been to the zoo, it seems like it's a great idea.
Now, maybe a vegetarian trucker.
Because I forget
vegetarian trucker.
How bad it smells. But, man, like gorillas, right? Now, gorillas, they're vegetarians and eat their berries and all that. I think, hands down, they smell the worst.
Yeah.
Like, when you walk by their enclosures, like all the animals stink because, obviously, they're pooping. I get that. But the gorillas, you're like, you guys are next level. Even though, theoretically, you eat a super healthy diet.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yeah.
Eat a burger.
Oh, man, you ever walked in your house after your cat laid one down? You're like, oh, my God.
Yes.
Cat might be worse than all of them. How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
It always sucks, too, when it's so bad that, like, even in your own bathroom, like, the courtesy flush didn't help.
It does nothing.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't wait to get out of your own bathroom.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to find a pack of matches anymore. I used to have that on the back of my toilet and just light one up.
I used to, too, man.
That's a good call.
Because it's hard finding a pack of matches these days. You know, it's like, they're not readily available everywhere.
I bet 7-Eleven got them.
I don't think so, man. They're selling lighters.
Like, I see people all the time, like,
it's 7-Eleven. You know your clientele. They need matches, bro. Listen, it's
Swisher Sweet, a pack of matches. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, right, you're buying single cigars, single cigarette, you're buying Lucy's, like,
right,
yeah. You're going to need a pack of match.
How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so my dad has a family reunion in southern Indiana every year. It's been a tradition since, like, the 70s in Jasper, Indiana. So we go there every year, even since we moved out here. And we were in Bloomington, Indiana, where IU is. We stopped at a Bob Evans to eat lunch. And I had the great idea to get a country fried chicken.
Ooh.
And when it came out, there was just more gravy than chicken. And so I push most of that to the side, and I eat my meal, and then, so it's 2 hours to Jasper. Halfway through, I needed to drop bombs, like, for real. And we couldn't stop anywhere because the only way there is, like, two-lane country highways you know? So unless we want to stop off at some farm, someone's farmhouse, and ask them to use the bathroom, I had to hold it, man. And so we finally reached civilization, and we stop at an Applebee's. I bolted to the restroom. I didn't even use a seat protector. And, like, that was the most euphoric post-dump I've ever had.
Are you a normal normal seat gasket guy?
Normally, now I don't. But, like, back then I was. But, okay. I wiped down the seat, and I just, you know, pants down. And even before I hit the seat, it was coming out. Like, it was awful. But, it was, yeah. My family, whenever we go the same route every year, and when we pass by that Applebee's, we call it Hiroshima.
Well, you know, man, the pandemic has really changed. I mean, people have had some really difficult times as far as auto travel and finding a place to use the bathroom. I mean, you can't walk into a McDonald's. It's drive-through or walk-up only.
Right, you can't
go into a Starbucks unless it's inside of a building or whatever, inside of a grocery store, that type of thing. Most of those are all drive-ups as well.
That's a good point, man.
I mean, like, you know, most gas stations do not have bathrooms for customers. They do not.
They'll have them outside, which is the smarter move.
Older school ones do, but it's not like, I don't know, they're just, it's 50-50.
Mm.
You never know. You pull over, you're like, all right, we finally made it to a gas station. Walking there, like, no bathrooms. You're like, oh, God.
I mean, but for me, the only real issue with that, from my perspective anyway, is if I have something to wipe my butt with. Because, like, look, if there's no place to pull in, like, just pull to the side of the road, I'm going to find that one tree, and I'm going to drop this. You know, like, if it's that bad, I have no problem doing that. But as an adult, I cannot move forward with my life until my butt is clean. Like, if there's no toilet paper, like, I'm not doing anything until I wipe my ass. If I have to wait for an hour, like, I will stand in the tree for an hour. You guys keep driving, circle back. But I'm not pulling my pants back up on a dirty butt.
There's a rest area on the way down to Portland. It's right past the Great Wolf Lodge. And they have two sit-down toilets. They've got a big urinal trough. All this stuff, man. Last time I had to drive down through there, there were, like,
you know, right before you hit the river?
Where you did the cake stuff?
Yeah, battleground.
Exactly. Right. There is a cake stand, Miles. It was a cake stand. Well, I know you guys whipped the keg out of the bus and started partying on that.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's six people waiting to go and use the bathroom, right?
Right.
So I'm like, oh, man, there's a wait in there. And so, like, one guy will come out and nobody's moving. So I'm like, what's going on, man? And, like, every single person in that line had to take a dump. So I didn't know that. So I just busted right through him and used a urinal. But I was just like, damn, man, this is going to take a while.
I will say, one of the worst bathrooms ever seen was in the middle of Pennsylvania on the turnpike. And same deal. Like, I took a red eye. You know, who knows what I ate the day before. Not blaming the food.
Right.
Also, there's some beers on the red eyes, on the red eye. My buddies picked me up. We're driving up middle of nowhere. And I'm like, it's like, we've got minutes, right? Like, this isn't going to be solid. And I just remember, like, the bathroom was so gross. It looked like they hadn't been cleaned in months.
They haven't done anything to the roadway since, like, 1850. Right. Do you think the bathroom would
be clean? But you know when you still just have to use the toilet, and you're just like, oh, the hell with it.
Because you got to, man.
Yeah.
You've got to.
How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-RUN.
That's the bar I used to hang out in Baltimore. We called the Dirt Church. And it was either the Star Wars bar or the Dirt Church, but I got the Dirt Church. And this particular bar, they didn't ask a whole lot of questions beyond your ID. So in the back was the shooting gallery. It was all the guys on heroin. There was kind of a narrow alley, and the door was always open. So you just look out the door, and they're shooting, no judgment. And they come back in, drink their beer. But the bathroom reflected the idea of the Dirt Church. And when you went into this bathroom, one, it drove you crazy because your shoes literally stuck to the floor. Like, you had to put the extra pressure to lift them up. And, you know, it's just years of pee and vomit and everything else. And there was a toilet in there, but there is no chance. But, Ted, I got to the point you're at where it's like, I'm going to poop. I don't have a choice on this, right? This is going to happen. And all my buddies are making fun of me, like, you have to use that bathroom. I'm like, man, I can't do it. And, like, even when you went in there to pee, everyone would take a big breath, run in and pee as quick as they could before they ran out of breath. Because it smelled, I mean, this thing was revolting. And oddly, it had a condom machine. And I'm always like, who? Anyway, so I got a poop. So I asked for a handful of paper towels from the bartender. I'm like, I'm not using your toilet. Well, the light rail track was kind of across the street from the bar and then went down this big hill. So I went across the street, went halfway down the hill, pulled my pants down, holding a tree, and managed to poop, right? And everyone's laughing because I said, I'm not pooping. There's no way. So now I'm pooping at the light rail. Well, the light rail pulls up, all right? So they can't see me because I'm down the hill a little bit. But it's at night, so the inside of the light rail is lit up, and I can see everyone inside of it. So now I'm not going to move. I'm finished pooping, but my pants are still down, and I'm still holding this tree on the steep-ass hill. But I'm there for 2 minutes because that's a long way. And I refuse to move because I don't want people to see me and realize what I had done or why there's a pantsless guy. So literally, I'm there for 2 minutes. And I always remember this black chick sitting there, hair back in a ponytail. And it felt like she was staring at me. But I don't think she was because at night, again, it's hard to see. And you get, but it really felt like. And for 2 minutes, I'm like, I have made poor life choices.
I would rather do that on the side of the hill holding onto a tree than I would. The worst place for me is when the pain comes in when I'm at a live venue watching a show. Now, if you're at the Moore, if you're at the Paramount, if you're at a bigger venue, if you're in an outdoor venue, it's a hell of a lot easier, man. But all of a sudden, man, the place is packed in the show box. Great bands playing. You get a gut rumble, man. You know the bathroom behind the stage. You don't want to go back there and drop a deuce.
Oh, you got to go downstairs, through the bar, hit the steps, like that,
right.
That bathroom way down there.
That's what I'm saying. And that's like, whenever
you got to take that journey.
Small club, that is the worst feeling in the world. Like, I'm in a club right now, and I've just got a heater coming on, and this is not good. You know what I mean?
No, it's terrible.
It sucks. I mean, I'd rather be in a Seahawks game. At least I know I'm going to get a stall. I can sit down. Granted, it's not going to be great, but it's not going to be that bad. But a club show, man, it always happens to me. I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. You got
to
be kidding.
Dude, I had it happen to me once when I was sparring. Like boxing.
Oh, no.
How do you to get the glory?
It was awful. Because it was just like three rounds. It was like then the second round, and I just looked at my coach. I was like, Rob, I if he hits me in the stomach, I'm gonna crap my pants.
All right. But your gloves are tied up.
Right. Your gloves are tied up, and I had on hand wraps. Do you know how long it took
to get all that off?
Well, the gloves aren't tied as you're sparring, right? They're just ripped.
Right.
But to get the hand wraps off, and then I've been sparring for two rounds already, just trying to save my life and not crap my pants. So I'm dripping sweat. And then it's this tiny little bathroom in a boxing gym. Everybody else is right outside the door. Like, I don't even think there was a fan. It's just like,
oh God.
You touch the toilet paper and it's wet because you're so wet. God, it was a bad morning.
How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. An Odyssey station.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
Hi, coming on the return of 10 versus the FCC. Yes, we will drink and toast into the weekend with a shot of the day, and it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn. And yesterday, as we celebrated Seattle Rock Day, we have a few leftovers in the way of Kenny G. Lathered in oil.
Yeah.
Maybe chocolate pudding, I don't know.
Mommy, what's the last thing you hear before you die?
I think Kenny G's got a shot today. Kenny G, Franklin High School graduate, taking on Everett's own Kenny Loggins. Time yesterday on Seattle Rock Day.
So we didn't get a chance to get around to those two. So
we had them all lined up,
What the hell, man? We'll do it on a Bad Choice Friday. Here's how you vote. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, just go there and check one of those two boxes and one of those two songs coming up right after we drink and tell us for the shout of the day. All right, question. How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, sometimes caller, sometimes listener.
Nice. We appreciate you sometimes.
So I go into the stall. I'm at work. I go into the stall. I'm sitting there minding my own business. And guy goes into the stall next to me. First thing I notice is he takes off his shoes. I'm like, all right, well, I guess maybe he's changing. And he takes off his socks, then the pants, then the underwear. I'm like, okay, I guess whatever. Do what you need to do. Then his feet disappear because he's now standing on the toilet. So I immediately freak out. I'm just looking up, looking down, seeing if this naked dude's about to jump over my stall or what. And he's not, apparently. So I just take care of my business, clean up, and get out because there's a weirdo next to me. Now I'm the weirdo spending 3 minutes to wash his hands to find out who this freak is. And and then he comes out. He's just a normal dude.
What was he doing?
You know, I'm thinking either he was a squatty potty guy or maybe some kind of suppository thing going on, or maybe he was just weird. But he looked normal, and that's just not fair.
Yeah, but that's not fair.
That's not fair.
I feel like barefoot in a public bathroom is very much at the bottom of my list of things to do. You know, even if you're squatty potty, I don't understand why you'd pull off your shoes and your socks to squat, unless you don't want to leave.
No, pants and underwear, too. Everything.
Even when gyms were open back in the day, I know they're starting to slowly open up. If I'm in the locker room, man, I'm going to take a shower. I put on flip-flops.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They recommend that.
Yeah. No, I know. But, I mean,
for the obvious reason.
I mean, maybe as a kid I didn't do that. But now as an adult, I'm like, I'm not putting my feet on that floor. You know what I mean? There's no way. No way.
The outside, basically the only chance I know of being barefoot in a public bathroom, and this isn't even my story. It's my brother's story, right? So there's this you guys know secrets, but in Ocean City, Maryland, it's a beach town. There's this famous beach bar, right? So he's like me. Like, he don't want to be dealing with people's feet and everything. Right. But he gets drunk.
Sure.
And completely forgets that he's not wearing his shoes. And his buddy just comes in and is like, Chris, like, you're standing to pee. Because, I mean, it's a bar that people have been drinking at all day. People miss this and that. And, like, it's just that late. I mean, it could be water.
It's not. It's not. You know, one guy's bathroom, for whatever reason, directly in front of the urinals, there's always pee. Like, how do you miss a urinal, man?
Last time I was at the beach, which has been a few years back, I was down in the water hanging out. I was like, I'll go in the water and I'll...
There you go.
I'll take a pee, right?
All right.
So I wade out there and I'm like, this is more than a pee. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay, well, that's not a big deal. So, but anyway, 200 yards out, you know how a beach works, right? Start running toward, like, there's a bathroom down there. So I'm like, all right, I'll just bolt it. And right at the pier there, the dock, there's a bathroom. I'll use that. So I tear off through the sand, of course. Get about halfway there. I'm like, oh, my feet are real hot now.
Right.
I didn't really think this through.
Dig them in.
Yeah, exactly. The sand is scorching. I should have worn these flip-flops. And then I get to the bathroom and realize it's this cold, wet, sandy floor. It's tile. It's wet. It's moist. It's not like anything outside. It's this cinder block hut. With, like, the open corridors that you walk around.
Yeah.
And I walk in there, and I gotta use the bathroom, and I open up the door, and I look down at the floor, and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta do it. So I just kind of walked in with my bare feet, you know what I mean? And it's just, still thinking about it to this day. It sends a pee shiver up my back, like, oh, God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that sounds awful. But I know that bathroom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wet and gritty, right?
Oh, yeah. Just moist sand in there.
And you get it. Wet. People are getting out of the water, so maybe it's just water.
Maybe.
No, yeah, I don't know. How is the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK. Got to remember the boardwalk people and the people who are hanging out on the boardwalk use that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always tourists.
They're not always really at the beach, so to speak. Yeah. Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
How you guys doing today?
Positive Friday.
Positive
doing really
Friday.
Good.
Yeah. Positive Friday.
I'm positive. I'm getting screwed.
Right on. So I do environmental work. I used to work with this crazy Southern Florida guy. We were on an oil spill in Michigan. And he told me twice. Well, first off, a little backstory. He was sleeping around with every nasty piece of trash on the west side of Michigan that he could find. Hookers, strippers, everything you can imagine.
All right.
And he comes around one day and he says, "This the second time that I've been sitting on a porta potty, a honey bucket, whatever, and a spider bit him right up under the cheeks, kind of near his taint." And he said that he had to go to the doctor for it. And I said, "Those aren't spiders. If it happens twice, that's because you need to wrap it up, dude."
Oh, so he didn't know.
Yeah, I think he was just pretending that he wasn't getting the clap or anything natural.
I see. All right. He was just trying to make an excuse for his reasons for what he was doing.
Keep getting bitten by a spider. Yeah, that's it.
Well, look, man. If you, if you go to a national park or a state park, we all know the smell of those bathrooms that are the trailhead.
We open
the
door, yeah.
It is completely distinct. There's just a hole that goes down into a pit. You know, as soon as you lift that lid, man, it's just going to be what it is. So I had one of those experiences. I think it was, it might have been Lake 22, or I can't remember where the hike was exactly. But come down, definitely need to use the bathroom. There's that thing. Go in there, sit down, and I look down, and it looks like I'm seeing, like, just the swirling look. Like, I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just like I can't really tell what it is because it's really dark in the hole. The light doesn't really work in that bathroom. It's, you know what I mean? It's just like I'm in there, I'm doing my thing or whatever. Come to find out, that was at least 25 mosquitoes.
Oh, God.
And
oh.
You just sit on them. Man, and they're just like,
lighten
food!
You up.
You know what I mean? Like, your ass, your inside of your cheeks.
God.
And then you realize what's going on. You're like, oh, my God. You start swatting them off. And every time you hit one, like, they splatter blood. So, you know, they got you. You're like, oh, man.
I just want to poop.
How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hope you guys are doing well today.
Yeah, we are. Great. Right. Thanks, positive brother. Friday.
How's it going?
Glad to hear. So I'm going to get a little cleaner than some of these toilet jokes. So the deal here is my son's about 4 years old. He's old enough to take a bath by himself. So he's up in the evening, he's taking his bath. I go up to check on him, and he's managed to... in addition to the toys that he's playing with in the tub, he's got a squirt gun. Well, he's managed to plaster every wall, the ceiling, the mirror, everything with water.
All right.
Oh, so you're going to make this story cleaner? Yeah, I'm going to make this story cleaner than the last one by cussing.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling.
Potty mouth.
Back to the program.
Yeah, that's potty mouth.
That is weird to open up with. I'm going to keep this one clean.
Yeah.
And then you drop an S-bomb.
And even, you can tell he thought about it. I said, well.
S. Right. I was like, well, he's not really going to say. Oh, he said it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that story going to the kid was filling up the water gun in the toilet?
Maybe with urine?
Just squirting.
Just squirting? So I have that. I wouldn't.
And dad kicked his ass?
I wouldn't sweat.
That's why I was clean. He was just making water everywhere.
I wouldn't sweat that too.
It was clean until he kept talking.
Kids will be kids.
I was laughing about, and this is awful, but the idea that the kid didn't know and he's just filling up the water gun in the toilet.
Yeah.
That it's like, you know what I mean? Like, hopefully it's clean, but you never know what's...
Yeah.
There's children in the house. There could be pee in there.
I've come into a bathroom before where there was an inch of standing water on the floor from those two jackamos just absolutely going nuts in the bathtub, but I didn't lose my mind. I was like, guys, you got to keep the water in the tub, man. That's
I had
all.
This conversation at That's least it. Twice a month, but I usually just say, like, come here for a minute, come here, and just point at the bathroom floor and say... What happened? Like, where did you take a bath? Did you take a bath on the floor or in the convenient bathtub back there? Because there's less water in the bathtub than there is on the floor. Like, what are you doing in there? And you never get a straight answer. I almost want to put, like, a camera in there. Like, what? Are you just grabbing a bucket and emptying out the bathtub? And
the other famous one, you go in there, like, a half an hour later. Like, guys, you've been in here long enough. You do the same thing to your parents.
Right.
And
every single time.
You're pruning up. Let me see your hands. And as soon as you look at the hands, they're all pruned up. Then I put my hand in the water, and the water is about 40 degrees at this point. I'm like, how are you enjoying yourself in here?
Your lips
are
blue.
Freezing. Yeah. Like, well, get out of the tub.
You know, playing with their toys.
You ever stay in a hotel room with somebody that gets out of the shower, but they, like, get out too quickly?
What do you mean?
And they don't dry off enough before they get out of the tub part.
I dry in the tub.
Oh, yeah, right. Keep it all... But so when you step on the bath mat,
yeah,
man,
and it's like, all just...
Ah!
Yeah, I was staying with somebody, and I don't know what they were... I'm assuming they were just getting out before they were dry. But the bath mat, I mean, it's one of those fancy joints. It's all like bath mats.
Yeah.
Was so slick that when you went in there, if you stepped on it, you'd be like, oh!
How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Stanley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was about 13 years old, and all the kids were in bed for the night. And my dad, he usually showered after we all went to bed because he worked all day doing construction. But I got up to get some water, and I noticed that the mantle where the fireplace was, there was flames coming out of the, basically the vents to let the heat out. So I yell, fire, you know, to the bathroom where my dad is, and he comes running out, carrying a washcloth to cover his business, sees the fire, takes the washcloth, tries to put it out, and then he yells, get out here. And I realized my mom was in the shower with us, so she comes running out naked. Now they're both trying to fight this fire, just butt naked, running back and forth to the bathroom and the kitchen, trying to get water to put this fire out. It was great.
What disturbed you more, that your house could have burned down or that you saw both of your wet-ass parents naked?
Yeah, I was like, wait a second, what were you both doing in there?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
This is why dad showers late at night. Not because he works construction.
Well, that's when you lied to your kid. Hey, we're conserving water.
Yeah, well, we did only have the one shower in the house. So.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? Like, it seems... early on in a relationship, it seems like you can do that more than you would, like, later on in a relationship.
Well, because later on, you're like, well, the shower's a little inconvenient.
Yeah. The bottom line is like... someone's standing there, and they're freezing.
Yeah,
you're hogging all the water. We gotta switch up. But the difference is that, you know, if you're dating a woman or whatever, it takes a long time to wash their hair. It takes a long time to do all these things. You know, like, they got more hair. You know what I mean? So they're sitting there and they're the conditioner and they're like, you got to get me under there, man. I'm freezing my ass off. Like, this is not romantic to me. I'm dying.
I'm on the outside looking in.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I don't appreciate
I'm still
being,
cold.
Being naked with you here, but this is not, I'm freezing.
Yeah, but depending what the
door. You're cold from the night before because she had the covers.
And the cold feet.
Right.
The cold feet.
Yeah, exactly. And now she's making you cold in the shower, like, listen, I know we're only 3 months in, but honey, this is the one thing I got.
And then by the time you get under there, like, half the hot water's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to keep cranking it up a little bit. Like, we're running out. You better hurry up. How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
You ever stay in a place that just had terrible hot water?
Oh, God.
And you got it, like, pinned?
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're just not getting hot
water. This is the best it's going to be.
I remember that Live Day situation.
What?
That shower, man. I could not get the hot water.
Oh, at the motel?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. That was,
I don't know that the shower at that particular motel made you cleaner. It just made you wet.
It's almost like a blue dirt on you.
Yeah, man. It was. I mean, this place, I don't want to say that because we've stayed multiple times.
I've got a frequent flyer card there.
But it is, it's not good, dude. These places are not good.
There's ashtrays on the banisters. That's a good idea. Every 4 feet, every single person there smokes.
Like, everyone's using it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm using it, so I'm not going to bitch
too
much.
You meet your neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. You know you're kind. How's the toilet or bathroom essential to the story? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. How are you today?
Hola.
Good, Tyler. Positive Friday.
So I actually moved from California like about 3 years ago out here, and I love you guys' show.
Well, thank you, bro. Man. Appreciate
it. I drive a lot doing garage doors, and I was actually at a job near, I guess, reception path. And it's about 15 minutes from any gas station or anything. And I was waiting for my employee and read the paperwork, and it says the homeowners aren't home. So I get there, and then I get that feeling, you know, that feeling where you have to squeeze your stomach and get that bubble gut kind of vibe.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize I can't make it back to the gas station. So there's a house about half a mile down, so I walk slowly over to that house, and the asked the gentleman if I could use his bathroom. He was very nice, let me use his bathroom. I get in there, it's got the copper sinks and beautiful granite countertops. It's beautiful, and start going to the bathroom, finish, do my business, and then realize that it's clogged, the toilet. And then I waited for it. I looked around for a plunger, couldn't find one. Looked around for any, like, scrubber, anything. And I thought I'd give it one more go. I flushed it, and it's clogged, kept rising. So I turned the water off. And I went and asked this guy if I could, I stepped outside and asked him if I could use, if he had a plunger. And he said, oh, buddy, don't worry about it. Just go for it. It's all right. I'll take care of it. Oh, terrible feeling.
Yeah, I bet it was. Because you know,
nobody wants to ask that question. I remember Ted asking me, and it's just, I can't remember what we ate that night, right? But it's at my old apartment. Ted goes to the bathroom, but he walks out, and first words, hey, you got a plunger? So instantly, it's like, oh, no. Oh, no, man.
What happened?
Because the answer was no, but we had wire coat hangers in the coat closet, man. So handed it to Ted, and he handled his business in there.
Ted, your best one was when you were working that door-to-door job. And you had to basically do the same thing.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell that story.
No, yeah. You don't have to.
That
kidding.
Was the best sales pitch I did, man. Brick, New Jersey. I'll never forget it. Which is not a great town.
Right. Had to use the bathroom.
Had to use the bathroom. We're I don't know when we're going to get back to, like, wherever it is we're staying, blah, blah, blah. So I'll never forget. It's this guy in his robe. Like, there's, like, his family there. And I'm just like, man, I am. Can I please use your bathroom? And he's like, okay. And, I mean, I just light it up. I mean, awful. And then, I mean, the look he gave me was like, I'm going to kill you. And in that neighborhood, I wouldn't put it past him.
You walk into my house and drop that bomb in my bathroom.
Right, it's noon. Both adults are home in robes.
That says a lot.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, again, this is Brick, New Jersey.
He's telling the same story, but yeah, the sales guy came to my house and blew my bathroom up.
Ted versus the FCC coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.